Patchface was capering about as the maester made his slow way around the table to Davis Seaworth.
"Here we eat fish,"
the fool declared happily, waving a cod about like a scepter.
"Under the sea, the fish eat us. I know, I know. Ho, ho, ho."
Sir Davis moved aside to make room on the bench.
"We all should be in Motley tonight," he said gloomily as Cressin seated himself, "for this is fool's business we're about. The Red Woman has seen victory in her flames, so Stannis means to press his claim, no matter what the numbers. Before she's done, we're all like to see what Patchface saw, I fear. The bottom of the sea."
Cressin slid his hands up into his sleeves as if for warmth. His fingers found the hard lumps the crystals made in the wool.
"Lord Stannis."
Stannis turned from the Red Woman, but it was Lady Selyse who replied.
"King Stannis, you forget yourself, maester."
"He is old. His mind wanders," the king told her gruffly. "What is it, Cressin? Speak your mind."
"As you intend to sail, it is vital that you make common cause with Lord Stark and Lady Arryn."
"I make common cause with no one," Stannis Baratheon said.